Distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, the Human Rights Defender, or the Ombudsman of Armenia, as a national human rights institution and an independent constitutional body entrusted with the tasks of promoting the effective observance and full enjoyment of human rights. The Human Rights Defender has direct involvement and impact in fight against gender-based discrimination and promotion and protection of women's rights. To this end, emphasizing the fact that all the aspects of the work is of utmost importance, the crucial role of human rights promoting mechanisms and strategic should be pointed out distinctly. Women all around the world face discrimination that derives from stigma and stereotyping with regards to the role of women in political and public life that impairs full realization of their political, social, economic, culture, and other human rights and hinders women's access to justice. Lack of women as decision makers and low level of participation of women in decision making process are also results of largely accepted stereotypes, which leaves many voices unheard and causes absence of gender mainstreaming and gender sensitivity in many areas. Gender neutral policies and legislation are also barriers towards full realization of human rights. Of equal concern are persistent vertical and horizontal gender segregation in the labor market, concentration of women in part-time work and low-paid jobs in the informal sector, etc. This causes economic dependency and hinders fight against women's human rights violations. Stereotypes suppress potential of women, can cause and justify violence against women, and also distort the development of society at large. Gender-based violence, and in particular cases of domestic violence, still remain of big concern. Although some progress has been made in setting standards, protective mechanisms, and adopting legislative measures to fight violence against women and promote gender equality in Armenia, lack of effective implementation is still there. Much remains to be done in terms of training professionals and changing their mindset with regard to domestic violence, conducting sensitization campaigns to raise public awareness on domestic violence and gender equality, enhancing efforts in the area of prevention, as well as providing services for victims, especially in rural areas. Sex-selective abortion is another concern that girls and women face in some countries and in Armenia as well. Sex preference also poses demographic challenges. Preferences and stereotypes over women's role are the main reasons of this issue. Moreover, women from vulnerable groups, such as women with disabilities, women living in rural areas, face multiple discrimination and have obstacles in realization of their rights because of lack of accessibility of different services. To combat discrimination stereotypes and target the named issues, the Ombudsman of Armenia conducts and continues to initiate various projects with support of such partners as Council of Europe, UNFPA, USAID, EU. Another great platform is the European Network of National Human Rights Institutions, or the ENRI, and also is of utmost importance some interventions and international reports of international organizations. A vivid example is the recent report of the Council of Europe Commissioner on Women's Rights on Armenia. It is well established that one of the main means of fighting discrimination is economic independence of women, especially in rural areas. In this regard, the National Human Rights Institution of Armenia has launched a special project which includes awareness raising on women's economic empowerment and the activities conducted by women network organizations and assistance in creation of women resource centers in remote regions of Armenia. To conduct the project, meetings were held in a number of small towns with local NGOs and etc. Further innovative approach, including use of information technologies, is also widely used in the Armenian Ombudsman's practice. The Ombudsman has launched a campaign with engagement of men and boys, as well as role models such as public figures, sportsmen, and other influential persons, as well as inclusiveness and use of modern information technologies such as social media, means public service announcements, and various announcement tools. Through this campaign, regions will be targeted specifically. Capacity building of different stakeholders, including private sector and media, is also of utmost importance. Mass media, including social media, is a key actor in shaping the public discourse because media reports on existing issues in the society and provide a framework for their interpretation. Who or what is selected to appear in the news and how those individuals and events are portrayed can have a profound influence on people's attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors. To improve understanding of the determinants of the phenomenon of violence against women and to aid the development of violence prevention efforts, the National Human Rights Institution of Armenia implemented a project aimed to provide professional studies and exchange of experience on a named specific topic to mass media representatives. To advise parliament and government on measures to strengthen women's human rights, apart from trainings of state officers, owing to the constitutional power of improving normative acts, several recommendations have been made, submitted to the government and the parliament to make amendments or initiate new bills on combating and preventing gender-based infringements. All in all, it is rather complex to decide on most effective strategies to promote human rights, as frequently mostly awareness-raising campaigns face a number of challenges. Planning and setting out precise strategies and means of conducting promotion mechanisms become more important in recent years, and as implementation of various promotion human rights mechanisms increasingly come under pressure from certain politicians and various segments of the general public, who either call into question independence or impartiality of those mechanisms, their relevance, or most commonly, these activities are used adversely for populist aims. Another common challenge relates to the increasing budgetary constraints, which may require an even more rigorous planning and stronger partnership with other relevant actors. Promotion is the key to prevent sharpening of tensions or strengthening of gender-based discrimination tendencies. Promoting anti-discrimination disciplines is crucial, as it contributes to countering gender segregation by sector and inequalities, and not only. It should also be noted that necessary measures may vary from country to country, and priorities depend on their specific social, cultural, and economic landscapes. The most effective measures are the one which is specifically tailored to the needs of a particular community or society in general, current affairs, and is timely. Hence, to effectively promote human rights in general, each institution should clearly set its priorities and strategies with exact targets, having a clear vision of outcomes and the full implementation to the possible extent of these outcomes. And thank you very much for your attention.